भगवद गीता 7.9 पुण्यो गंध पृथिव्यां च तेजश्चास्मि विभावसौ जीवनं सर्वभूतेषु तपश्चास्मि तपस्विषु. Krishna is continuing the description of how he is the essence of everything. Punyo gandha prithivyam cha. Prithivyam. Prithivya refers to earth. Gandha is fragrance, scent, smell, aroma. Krishna says, I am the fragrance of ether, punya, auspicious. What this means is, again, in the Sankhya analysis, each element is associated with a particular sense object. So, the earth is associated therein with fragrance. It is the earth that gives fragrance to all elements. Now we can ourselves sometimes smell the fragrance of earth when, especially after the first rains come, then when the rains contact, when the rain falls on the earth and when the rainwater percolates into the earth, then even the mud becomes auspiciously fragrant. Apart from that, we may put a rose under the ground and we pour water on it. Now, both the rose and the water have no fragrance. But then, I put a rose seed. So, the rose seed and the water both have no fragrance. But from them, a rose comes out, and that is enticingly, enchantingly, captivatingly fragrant. So, the earth is the source of... Earth is... So the earth's essence is the fragrance, and that essence, Krishna says, I am that fragrance. Tejas chasmi vibhavasau. So teja is the effulgence, vibhavasau, of fire. Krishna says, I am the burning potency of fire. When the dharma of various objects is talked about, in the sense of dharma referring to the essential nature of things, at that time, the dharma of fire is said to be to burn. Yuga Goswami also uses this example to talk about defining characteristic in the sandarbhas. So, the fire burns. So, fire's defining characteristic is to burn. So, tejas chasmi vibhavasau. So, the essential quality of fire is to burn. And Krishna says that particular element has this essential quality because of me. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. The essence of living beings is life. Indeed, that is conveyed in the word itself, living beings.
They would not be called as
living beings if there were no life in it. There is being and there is living being. There can insentient. There just being means existing, but existing and having life, that is living being, and that is. That is what defines the living beings. So, Jivanam Sarvabhuteshu. That means Krishna is saying that he is the life of all that lives. He is the... He is a source of life. He is a sustainer of life. From the union of a sperm and a egg, an embryo, a zygote, an embryo, and ultimately a baby is formed. It's a great miracle. And that miracle is an arrangement of divine design. So the moment of transition from birth to death, when life goes out, that is also a great medical mystery. And although it can be associated with certain biochemical malfunctioning or imbalance in the body, but it is not reducible only to that. So there is, Krishna says that it is he who gives a soul a particular body, that means he sent the soul into the body, and it is he who by his will decided the soul should leave that body. And when the soul leaves that body, then the bhuteshu, the living being, no longer has jivana. And then tapaschasmi tapasvishu, Krishna says that I am the tapa, I am the austerity of the austere. Tapasvishu. Now this might seem somewhat tautological, that tapa and tapasvishu, isn't same thing being talked about?
No. Tapasvis are also human beings.
They may also have various other attributes. Some tapasvis may be more intellectual, some tapasvis may be less intellectual, some tapasvis may be expert in fire sacrifice ritual also, some tapasvis may not be so expert. But what defines tapasvis is their capacity for tapasya. That's why they are called as tapasvis. So their essence is their capacity for tapasya.
And Krishna says over here
that I am that essence. Tapaschasmi tapasvishu. Now, in this verse Krishna has given further examples. In this 8th verse, he has given 5 examples of how he is the essence of everything. And now he has given 4 examples. Punyo, Gandha, Prithivyam cha. So the fragrance of the earth. Tejaschasmi vibhavaso. The effulgence, the burning capacity of fire. The life of living beings, jivanam sarva bhuteshu, tapaschasmi tapasvishu, and the capacity for doing austerity, the austerity of the ascetics. So if you look at these elements now, Krishna is very quite precise, although he's giving a broad overview. There's a difference between, say, fire and light. You know, fire gives light, but fire has also a burning capacity. So when he's talking about light, he said that I am the Prabhasmi Shashi Surya, yo, that he talked about in 7.8b. And now, in 7.9b, he talks about Tejas Chasmi Vibhavaso. So he's the light of the sun and the moon, and the heat, he's the heating, burning capacity of fire. So in that way, there is subtle but significant differentiation, and these two different manifestations have their different defining qualities. Now, sun also has a huge burning capacity, far greater than what any fire that we may have in this world. But then, the sun is so far away for us that for us, its defining quality, we don't experience its burning capacity directly. Yes, sometimes we go in the midnight heat, in the midday heat, and then we stand on the sun, we will feel scorched and burned. But much more frequently than that, we experience the sun's illuminating capacity. You know, when the morning sun comes, sun rises, then we see, oh, the whole room has become lit. So like that, the sun's greater defining quality is light, whereas fire's quality is heat and burning. So Krishna is giving a broad spectrum over here associated with various fields of life, various mentalities. So now jivanam sarva bhuteshu is almost universal. It's saying that sarva bhuteshu, not just
mad bhakteshu.
Nor does he say that only manaveshu, sarvabhuteshu. Wherever there is life, it is Krishna who is manifesting as that life. That means it is by Krishna's arrangement that the soul, which is a part of Krishna, is manifesting in that body and is manifesting its activities through that body. And to the extent we learn to see how Krishna is the essence of everything, To that extent, we will all become more easily, more naturally, and more deeply Krishna conscious. Easily because we will observe various substances and we will look for their essence. And as we ponder their essence, we will think of Krishna more naturally. Naturally means when we live at the material level of existence, suddenly for us to withdraw our consciousness and to think of spiritual truths of the pastimes of Krishna,
which we have read or heard, it is not always very easy.
But with the external world, our senses are always interacting. And if we can perceive their essence and then remember Krishna, then it will be much more natural and fruitfully, meaningfully, fruitfully, deeply. Because we may hear Krishna's pastimes sometimes just for titillation, some entertainment. And then when the newness of those pastimes and the humor of the pastime goes away, we may think, oh, what is there to hear in these pastimes? But when we understand how Krishna pervades material existence, then we understand the glory of Krishna much, much more deeply. And then our appreciation of Krishna becomes deeper and our meditation on Him also becomes deeper. Thank you.